an Auburn native for over 25 years, Ben Taylor is on the air. WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Tara with us, and she brought guests this time. This is her new thing. She brings guests. She's wanting to put the onus on everybody else now. Instead of having to answer a bunch of questions, she's bringing people in to answer questions for. As Garrett joins us, and what is your official title with Ogros now, Garrett?
All right, so I think my official title is market manager.
I think
it kind of falls under a wide range of activities, yeah. But market manager is kind of where I start from.
It's funny because I got asked when I took over here, and they apparently changed my title or whatever it was, and they said, what do you want to be called? And I was like, I don't care, I don't know what that host or whatever. And they were like, yeah, but you're like a manager now. And I was like, they said, what do you want on your business card? So I made fun of it, and I came up with the longest name possible so I could make sure I put that on there. But then I thought, then I've got to explain that to people if they ask. So that's probably a bad idea. So, Tara, I know that you brought Garrett in because we've talked about this. We've talked about different things. Not only you, I think I've told you the Lee Russell Council of Governments, because they've talked about how they provide cards so people can use at Ogros and that kind of thing for people that may not have the funds to support themselves. And so that's a great program, too. So little did you know your ears were burning. There are a lot of people that talk about you from time to time.
I'm glad that the word's getting out, because especially with the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program, I get a lot of calls, probably at least 5 a week, mm-hmm. of seniors in the area asking, can I come and use this here? Mm-hmm. And at first, I had no idea. People started saying this SFMNP card, and I was like, I have never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, see?
And so
They're long.
We actually went to the extension office to work with them and be like, what is this? We don't know what it is. Yeah. But I think that's a fantastic program, mm-hmm. by the Lee Russell County government to bring seniors in, to encourage them to get out in the community and provide them with fresh produce.
Not only that, I think they give them a free ride there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, so that's
transport them.
So that kind of stuff is great. So, Tara, explain your reasoning behind bringing Garrett in here this morning.
Well, I just
putting him on the spot.
Well, number one, I serve on their advisory committee.
That's right.
And in the past, we've highlighted their market. Mm-hmm. So I like to just kind of highlight what's going on. And he's made some great changes, and mm-hmm. it's been something we've been talking about, I think, for 2 years, mm-hmm. moving the market. And mm-hmm. And I've been really excited about what they've already done. So mm-hmm. that's why I kind of wanted him to share why they moved, what he's doing with it, maybe kind of the future of it. So
I think that's a great idea. Tara can tell you, I don't do a lot of show prep as far as but I knew that we'd talked about the movement before, because there have been people from the city that have come in and mentioned about the move, that have talked to us. Again, the Lee Russell Council of Governments, Tara has talked about it. So let's run that down. Why the move, number one, where the move, and what are we doing moving forward?
Okay, so the move itself was implemented before I even started.
Mm.
Okay. I feel like I'm just riding a wave in that instance.
That's one of those, like, when somebody leaves and they leave you a note that says, hey, guess the first question you're going to be asked is this.
Yeah.
You better be prepared.
Yeah, so that came before. But I think the heart behind that was we were over at the 1103 Glen Street location. So right in front of the South Side mm-hmm. Center for the Performing Arts, formerly the Brown School, right over by the garden. So the great part about that was we could invite people to the garden mm-hmm. and show them, this is what we're doing. We're not just facilitating a farmer's market. We are also growing things that we can donate to the community, teaching the community about, inviting the community into agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that it'd be better to move it downtown, firstly, just to increase foot traffic. While we're about increasing, you know, foot traffic at the garden, we also want to make sure that our vendors that are coming, which are local farmers, local makers, local bakers, are getting the foot traffic to expand and, you know, mm-hmm. facilitate their businesses. So we moved it to 215 South 8th Street, the Courthouse Square, and it has been running quite well. I mean, mm-hmm. one of the things that made me giddy, especially the first 4 or 5 markets when I was still really stressed out about it because I didn't know what the heck I was doing, was when these people would keep showing up at 4:30, 5, 5:30. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't invite these people.
Yeah.
I don't know these people. And here they are coming out of the woodwork. But that is the community element of it, of people seeing this market happening downtown, being interested, being able to walk up to it. We have a great team of people that help our vendors set up. Our vendors are fantastic, especially when it comes to the Seniors Farmers Market nutrition program. Our produce vendors, we usually have four or five produce vendors of varying products. So just keeping things fresh. And then we have other vendors coming in. We have somebody selling plastic baits that they make. They make their own like bass baits. And so just having these creative vendors coming in with ideas and thinking, can I try this? And if we have a spot for it, we want to give it a try.
Yeah. And well, Terry and I have talked about this because, well, not necessarily you and I, but Danny was in, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Is when Danny was in, and we were talking about it's been tough on some people this year, especially farming, because of the heat and the drought. So it's good to keep it fresh because sometimes they may be a little limited in what they can bring as far as what they've produced so far.
Well, I can tell you that we've actually, yes, I've had farmers, I've had a couple actually had to pull out because of the heat, but we've also had a lot of farmers who continually week after week, I'm thinking of Jimmy Dykes, Corn Man, as he's better known.
The Corn Man.
Yes, the Corn Man.
I didn't know that was his name either. I just knew he was the Corn Man.
Great man. We actually have a little piece with him going live on our Instagram and Facebook this morning, but he comes every week, brings a truckload of corn, and he's like, man, I got enough to go through August. I'm like, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. We will have you back every week that you have corn. But the resiliency of these farmers, because he tells me especially, he's like, yeah, I'm out in the middle of the heat picking corn.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all come from a different strain of people.
It is.
The willingness to keep working and keep working and keep working and then show up with a smile on Tuesdays for our markets especially.
That's awesome. So Ogros is what we're talking. We're talking with Garrett, and then Tara's here as well. We got to talk about some stuff with Lee County Extension. We've got to take a break. Back with more in a moment. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
The only station to ever be named Alabama Station of the Year twice.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station, talking extension, and it's pretty cool because it's involved in the community. As Tara's with me, and she's got Garrett in here, we're talking Ogros. Before I get Tara to go down the list of things that they've got going on with extension, of how stuff they need to register for and all that, we were talking during the break, Garrett, at some of the product that you guys have got. We mentioned the corn guy, and you mentioned the guy that makes lures or baits that makes those homemade. Which when you said that, yes, I knew they did that, and the reason being is I lived next to a guy that he did that. He made his own. And it absolutely wild because he basically turned his garage into a shop. Not the same guy that's doing that because he did it for personal reasons. But I mean, he had everything from like the casting thing to make those things and that kind of. And it was absolutely fascinating to watch. And so good for him, for somebody like that. But some of the other things you guys have down there.
Yeah, so we've got a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. So this late in the season, we're talking peaches, green tomatoes, red tomatoes, yellow squash, okra. Got a lot of okra. I actually cooked up some okra for some friends last night. My first time surprisingly cooking okra.
Did
and they
you?
All said it was a big hit.
Good
for
you.
I put
you.
Half a stick of butter in there, and I said I couldn't go wrong. in terms of the...
Some grandmothers would disagree with you and say maybe you should have gone with a whole stick.
Well, it wasn't that much, but when I get more next time, I'll put on a whole stick of butter. Outside of produce, we have people selling. So we have Circle M Farms. They come and sell jars of salsas, pickled okra, pickled jalapenos. Their salsa is really good. We have Mary Finley, Miss Mary, who does cakes for us. We have sourdough out every other week right now. We have Nellie's Fried Pies. We've got... Oh, goodness. I'm just like trying to go down the list real quick.
It's funny because I love hearing the names because some of them I know from other markets, too. And I mean, this is almost like their full time gig, like going from market to market, selling this stuff.
It is. I was talking with Barry of Tamale Time. She was talking about how they go to Rosemary to do a market. They go to Birmingham to do a market. But I mean, they love the markets because it's this great opportunity to meet people. And if you enjoy talking to people, you know, people coming to the market, yes, they're looking to buy food, but more than that, like, they're looking for a connection. And then we've also got Miss Marianne, who sells plants. So you can just go and get plants at the market. And Yeah, those are the ones that I can think of off the top of my head. But we have a more comprehensive list. Every week we post on our Facebook and Instagram everybody that's going to be coming to the market in terms of names. So if you recognize these people from other markets or you see a name and you're like, that just sounds interesting, come check it out. They'll be there and they love to talk to you.
Yeah, like the fish and lure guy or the corn guy. Yeah. That's what everybody knows.
Well, I've not tried the tamale. I keep forgetting that that's what I need to eat on Tuesday.
Well, what?
They're good.
Well, and what stuck out to me is when he said, you know, people selling green tomatoes. Grocery stores just don't do that anymore. Like the only place you can find those is at some sort of community garden or some sort of community market. And being a Southerner, everybody loves fried green tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And so that needs to be your next thing. That you've done the okra. Now you got to be the real Southern person and do the fried green tomato.
I've tried the fried green tomatoes before. I think I did it wrong because I've heard a lot about them and it just didn't quite live up to what I've heard about them. So that would definitely be on me.
Yeah,
so I'll try it again next time with a whole stick of butter. And we'll see where we go from there.
You got to fry, as bad as it sounds, you got to fry it just like you would chicken or like catfish.
Okay.
You got to dredge it with everything from the flour to the egg to the cornmeal. I mean, do it just like you would a piece of meat. That's the best advice I could give you.
Okay. Now you got me thinking about fried catfish too, and I had that in too long.
See? Y'all could pull out the mobile, stovetop and fry some fried greens on Tuesday.
Right there on the spot.
We might have to. We're gonna keep that in mind.
See, if you're putting more work on it. Now it's gonna be.
Who can I get to do that?
You talk about legit farm to table. They're gonna be able to buy it and then fry it right there on site. And so I don't know if they want to go down that road. I got to get the last break of the hour. Tara with me. She's got Garrett in here. We're talking Ogros as well as Lee County Extension. More in a moment.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Tara with us. Garrett from Ogros with us as well. Tara, what do we need to get to on your end of things? You got your list up.
Yeah, let's talk about.
We only got like 3.5 minutes.
Well,
so.
And thank you.
She gets a little long-winded here. I have to give her a time limit.
Yeah, let's talk about the row crops, because I mentioned that last time, and I actually have the agenda, and I'm really excited. The specialists have pulled together over at E.V. Smith. This one's coming up August the 1st, so okay. I'm looking forward to going to this one. So, of course, we're going to be doing an update on drone use, herbicide, pest and diseases, nematodes, deer abatement.
Okay.
I need some help with that. An update on the AU research stations.
Some dog abatement.
Yeah.
My dogs see stuff on the vine and they go over and just eat it off.
Well, literally, I've had all my flowers that I planted in the backyard and my corn and cucumbers have been eaten by deer.
Oh.
Nothing. So. It
sounds like you need fence.
Yeah.
That's what you need. That's your biggest
thing.
Anyway,
I don't know, but the stuff I planted last year didn't get eaten, so I'm going to start again next year, but I was really sick about it. So it's going to be an all-day event, and there is a place you can go online and register. So I would go to the ACES calendar would be the best place to go and register. But that's August the 1st over in Shorter, Alabama, all day long. And then Danny sent me a really cool flyer just yesterday on a herb program they're going to do over in Tallapoosa County. And that one's not till August the 13th. So I think it's on the calendar. We haven't posted it on our Facebook, but we will. So probably next week. But it looks really, really cool.
Okay.
So she'll be talking about growing herbs and infusing them. I've never been to anything like that, but I'm excited. So I think I'll.
We went through it for a little while at the house.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
So, but there'll be some people that'll want to do this.
Oh, no. I've said before, if they've got time, it's great to, as far as, like, because, you know, when you use them, you got to grow so many. Because when you use them, they go rather fast.
That's
now,
right.
The good news is they grow back rather fast as well.
Yes.
That even Danny and I have talked about that. It's somebody that is, it's not just, hey, we want to have some herbs hanging around the house. They actually need to take care of them a little bit. And that's probably what she's going to explain at the workshop, where this isn't something where you can just say, hey, I'm going to stick it in the corner, let it do its thing, and it doesn't work that way.
Dana, but if you're not going to take care of them, don't come to the program.
That's right, don't come to the program. That'll be the way she handles it. It's funny you mentioned Danny, which Garrett hadn't had a chance to meet, but you were talking about the community garden. But, I mean, Danny and some of the master gardeners and stuff, they were really involved in that when it first got started.
Yes. And like we said, Doug Deason serves on the advisory committee. And our master gardeners do three demonstrations out at Oak Grove. So they have committed to all three of our markets and do demonstrations. And that's coming from their training, and that's their way of giving back to Extension. We're so proud of them for doing that. They really do a lot for this community. And I don't feel like we tell them thank you enough.
Well, there you go.
You know,
well, here's your chance.
So
thank you.
I hope somebody's listening.
They are. I promise you, especially as master gardeners, because I get response on that. Speaking of which, it is on Tuesdays.
Yes, so the market is on Tuesdays from 3 to 6 p.m. We're going to run it till the end of August. And some exciting news, we're working on finalizing plans for a fall market on Tuesdays starting in October.
Well, that was my next question. Are you planning on doing a fall market?
Yes, so we're going to be inviting the community out on Saturdays starting August 17th. We're going to have Sprouts, which is going to be an elementary school programming. Then we're hoping to also do some workshops, community workshops later in the fall. And yeah, finishing up plans, we'll formally announce a little bit more, hopefully in the next week or so. But we are very much hoping for a fall market starting October, Tuesdays, 4 to 7. And if there are any produce vendors or anybody out there that's interested, you can give us an email at ogros@auburn.edu. And we'd love to talk to anybody that's interested.
Very easy stuff. Tara, thank you.
Thank you.
Garrett, well done.
Hey,
thank
you for having us.
Oh, you bet. We'll send them down that direction, especially on Tuesdays. Auburn Opelika this morning. Going to talk with Zach Lackerby. That's coming up next with Locked On Fridays.